Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm looking forward to the cooler weather this week.
Absolutely. It's going to feel amazing out there. I cannot wait for it.
Me either.
It's going to be great. All right. Yes. And so today you're going to be talking about the Natural Resources Horticulture Agent position is open, mm-hmm. as well as registration for the QPR training is going on.
That's right. And so I'll start with talking about our horticultural and natural resources agent position, and that is currently open, and it'll be open until Wednesday, October the 6th. And this agent will be primarily located in our Ottawa office, and they'll provide programming in horticulture crop production, conservation of natural resources, horticulture waste management, environmental stewardship, and landscape maintenance and improvement. So again, that position is open if you are interested or know of anyone who's interested in becoming an agent. And I'll share, you know, some more information as well over time. But the minimum qualifications are a bachelor's degree and academic coursework or professional development and professional employment related to the position, evidence of strong academic and or professional performance, as well as able to communicate effectively both orally and in writing with individuals, groups, and through mass media, and then have leadership skills as evidenced by working with individuals, groups, and coworkers. So I've shared before about our, you know, positions that are open and why I've enjoyed being an agent, and I like the variety that we have in being an agent. We're able to really focus now as a district on some programming that, you know, we have an interest in. And so again, for anyone who's interested in horticulture, has a horticulture degree, a related degree, I would encourage them to reach out to me about that position, and I'll share my contact information a little bit later. And then, Tommy, the other thing that you mentioned, it is called QPR, Suicide Prevention Training, and that stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. I am one of the co-leaders of our K-State Research and Extension Stress and Resiliency Team, and this is one of the programs that we have available. And it's about a 60 to 90-minute training, and we really customize it to fit the audience. But currently, we're providing some virtual sessions, and we actually had one session on September 16th. We have another one coming up tomorrow, September the 21st, but a third one is also scheduled for September 28th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. And so I would invite people to actually participate again in this training. And again, it stands for question, which is question the person about suicidal thoughts, persuade them to get help, and then refer them to someone who can help. And September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And so we decided we needed to go ahead and host some of these training sessions. There's about 15 of us across the state that are trained in QPR, and many of us are beginning to offer some local sessions. But similar to CPR, our QPR actually trains people to recognize a mental health emergency and act to help save a life. So again, you know, CPR training teaches how to stabilize a person during a medical emergency. And many people are trained in CPR. And we would like to see QPR, people trained in QPR as well. It'd be something that many people are trained in across our community, across our great state. And they can respond to someone in distress. So again, if anyone has questions, wants more information, would like to register for this session on September 28th, I would just encourage them to call me at our Ottawa office, and that's 785-229-3520. They can also visit our website, and that's www.frontierdistrict, that's all one word, .ksu.edu.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.